This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. Last year, Iowa State University climatologist Dr. Elwin Taylor forecast a 70% chance for 171 bushel per acre yield or higher. The final yield was 174.6. Dr. Taylor has forecast a trend line plus corn yield for this year. He published his yield and price risk wheel Tuesday. He's using 172 bushel per acre as his most likely corn yield. A lot of bulls think that is heresy, but we have seen that before. What happened to Captain Kirk in last year's drought? Taylor's risk wheel shows the comparative odds for the U.S. corn yield to be trend line plus or minus. There's a 54% chance that it'll be 172 bushel per acre or higher for 2017. That is a lower percent chance than a year ago, but still a majority. That is not something that you bet the farm on, but it does give you a basis for what to expect if the weather is flying around you and bulls are in season. There's a 29% chance that the corn yield will be less than 172 bushel per acre. There's an additional 17% chance that the corn yield would be more majorly impaired with a yield below 155. Overall, Taylor's yield forecasts have been over 80% accurate. Granted, crop conditions are locally here on the top side of Taylor's risk wheel, while those in the Dakotas and in parts of the eastern Corn Belt are lower. I read other yield estimates of 161 to 165. It is too early in the growing season for that much permanent damage yet to corn and soybeans. If conditions are threatening next month, then the weather may beat the odds. We need to stay realistic, but Taylor's yield forecast has looked wrong at some point during the growing season every year. It can happen, but when it looks like Taylor is the most wrong, that has typically been when the best sales opportunity is seen. I hedged an increment of new crop corn last week. The Dakotas got some needed flash drought relief. There are worse conditions in the southern Corn Belt where heavy rains this spring turned soils hard when they stopped. Those areas more desperately need rain where root systems are poorly developed. It looks like they got some, but probably not complete coverage. They too have moisture underneath if the root systems can develop enough to get to it. There were some clues in the weekly export report. Old crop corn export sales were at the low end of the trade estimates, with virtually nothing again sold for the new crop time frame. There is a carry in the corn market, and export buyers are not willing to pay it. They can find supply cheaper than that. As to soybeans, old crop sales were near the low end of the range, but new crop sales held up at the top side of estimates. There's no significant carry in the soybean market, as the wheat exports were also at the low end of the trade range and will likely get worse. There's no shortage of wheat yet in the world, so buyers will just go someone else to source supply while our wheat is pricey. Corn basis here increased 2 cents to 54 cents current and 61 cents for August. The situation as I see it is that elevators are very concerned over being slugged with grain before harvest. They're increasing the basis to push grain away. By August, they could be full and not want grain. Price later contracts expire September 1st. Remember what the market did then last year? Farmers have bins full of old crop and it is a waiting game, hoping for a weather rally that they can all sell. If that weather rally occurs, the basis will quickly deteriorate further. If one elevator doesn't increase their basis with others, they would be inundated as on-farm bins are emptied. They would like some room for harvest supply. Local basis here is 85 cents in new crop soybeans. They have what they need, and with expanded acres and no weather problem, there would be storage issues for soybeans too. What futures do is only half of this market, as the basis suggests that there are bearish factors impacting the physical market. A lot of farmers opted last fall to surrender physical ownership of corn to elevators and end users and participate in programs where the elevator bought them July futures. They get paid 80% of the corn's value and the elevator hangs on to the rest to use as margin. They're not going to want to risk delivery, so this will become an issue at the end of this month. They could opt to roll those contracts forward, but the carry, which is a weather premium, frankly adds more risk. Farmers own a huge amount of old crop, own July futures, opted for no-price established contracts, and have very little new crop priced. And the market is supposed to go up for them because the funds are short. Good luck with that. Brazilian farmers are harvesting a record corn crop. They do not have storage to hold a normal crop. So this big one is resulting into use of a record amount of temporary storage in silo bags. Most farmers there will want to clean up this storage before the beginning of their rainy season in September, October. That means they'll move some crop on top of our harvest. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com. or call 712-933-9400.